Recording in progress.
All right, now, listen. Morag.
What? Look. What do you want?
Listen, I've called you here today for a very special... to engage in a very special ritual.
Yeah?
It's something I'm calling Penny for Your Thoughts, the Club PA podcast. It's a, you know, a 30-minute or so podcast concept, a package, if you will, a media package.
Would you call it a trip down memory lane?
I would. I would. I would also say that we're spelunking. We're going down below the surface of the archive and emerging with treasures of various kinds. So
the comics that we're investigating specifically have been brought to our attention by Club Penny Arcade members.
That's absolutely right.
That's the key part of it.
Exactly. And I have
they want to know more.
They do. They want to. And listen, dear reader, let me warn you, occasionally there is not more.
Rarely is there more, honestly.
Sometimes we got very hungry.
Sometimes there's less.
Yes. Honestly, it's more embarrassing like to be asked about it in a way and then be like, well, it was 12:30. We had gone mad with hunger.
And I was laying on the floor.
Yes.
Writhing.
Yes. Dude, one story recently, because like I was at out of East and I've just had a couple opportunities to bring it up. I don't think maybe we've already talked about it on here. It's probably what we do. But there was that one time where for whatever reason you thought that it was time to bulk up.
Did you tell that story again at East?
I've told that story a million times.
That's what I'm saying. Are there people that haven't heard it?
Yes. That one's actually fairly rare.
Really?
But I'll never stop enjoying it.
I'm glad I could deliver.
In my mind, I'm always trying to make like the full calculation of how many calories you drank in 15 minutes in it. It's got to be at least 10,000.
Yeah, and it went right to my waist, let me tell you.
You fell asleep.
You woke moment up on like the lips.
Hours later. God, it was great. Anyway, the very first of these strips, and this was a great suggestion last time from Four Words All Uppercase. They had a great one in the last broadcast.
Yeah.
But now they're offering up Density 2.
What is that?
Oh, well, I mean, let's find out.
Okay, well, it stars both of us, so you should play you.
Yeah, and you have a line there in the third panel. This is a mostly Tychovian concept.
2019 is not... Well, I was going to say it's not that long ago, but that's like 5 years ago?
It's like 5 years ago, but I mean, the other thing about it is that we couldn't have pictured 2019.
Right?
You know, like, when we think about that, like, that's, to my mind, that's such a carefree, just an incredible, an Elysian realm.
Yeah, this 2020 March calendar is missing some key events.
Yeah, it is. So the big concern that we had on June 12th, 2019, was that there were too many games that might come out.
And not enough time to play them.
In March 2020. And yes, when would one have, how, I mean, you'd need to be home for a long time.
Away from work.
Oh, God. Anyhow, March 2020 is becoming dense with games, like the hot diamond at the center of a burning star. I'm not sure it's safe. You could play a new game every second in March and still be crushed beneath the tide. Our society will crease and crack like this screen on the Samsung Galaxy Fold.
You think it's going to be bad? Samsung bad?
Our children's children will never know the word road. And I suspect, because we already know that Four Words All Uppercase. First of all, it should be established that they've written it all in lowercase. So already this is a person who savors irony.
Yeah.
You know, this is we're talking to a fellow intellectual. And my suspicion is probably that dark cap at the end, plus the idea that was going to be the big concern.
is why they picked this one. Yeah, it is a naive comic.
It's so naive. Jesus Christ. And there's a lot of tasty language in it, to be sure.
Yeah, something was happening with Galaxy Folds. I honestly don't remember.
I think that the screens were creasing and cracking.
I think
that they're much, much better at making those folding screens now. A lot of people have them.
And I have one now. I'll tell you, I would not buy another one.
You think? Because you were down to clown for a minute there.
It's technological. It did what I wanted it to in that it surprised and delighted.
Oh, it was a delighter.
Yeah. With its technological gizmo, it's just cool. But in the long run, folding your screen all the time, I don't care how fancy the screen is, there's a big crease in my screen.
there would obviously have to be.
And like dirt and shit collects in there. Like, it's not good. And there's a big bump now when I try to slide my finger over it. Like,
oh no. See, I was just gonna say it. Listen, for any other person, this would be something unpleasant. And you know, you'd be like, hey, maybe I won't buy another Galaxy Samsung Super Fold.
This is a Motorola Razr flip.
Yeah, exactly, which makes sense. I mean, you can see why they would bring back that Razr brand for that concept. But for mics, I think that touching something outre in the middle of the screen every time you open it is akin to a disease. Or
it feels like a blister or something, yeah.
Yes, it feels like the phone is ill.
Yeah.
And
there's a broken bone under there.
It is not what, you know, you might call a preferred activity.
This podcast brought to you by the Motorola Razr Flip.
Well, it was. It was before now. I don't know. Yeah,
not anymore. No, don't buy that phone. Don't buy
it. No, but our children's children will never know the word road is such a beautiful.
It is, yeah.
It's really nice. This is like in the same way that something can be too grand for chicken.
Yeah.
It's like Everroast.
It's like too much.
Yeah. There's lines in here. There's lines in the strip occasionally that are perhaps better than, you know, everything else that we're doing. They're nice.
They are.
Let's see. Oh, I'm also just like, I'm in a state because I'm writing. I did like the second draft of the book.
Yeah.
Well, technically third draft.
This is the Lookouts book?
No. This is like the ACK Inc. book. But then I have the Lookouts book, and I'm working on that. But I'm, you know, I also committed at the time to making a Omen, the Drawn Magic slash fic version of the same novel.
Ah, see, this is why I try not to commit to things anymore.
Yes, yeah.
It always happens where you're like, well, that's just going to be in the future. But it comes up. Every time.
Invariably.
The future arrives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Upon black wings. But no, it's actually fine. It's just very, very, it's just different. It's a whole mindset. And so it's like I have to orient my mind in a very specific way to do that. And so now whenever I look
gears.
At, yeah, no, so whenever I'm looking at text, I'm like devouring it and assessing it and moving it around in my head. All right, here. So honestly, that one was good, but sad.
That's a good one. What's the next one?
Yeah.
Let's try
Illiterati by Goblin Gnome.
Oh, I think I know what strip this is, actually, because I like this one. Yes.
Oh,
God, this is a funny strip.
Yeah. What happened?
I was telling you about James Patterson's incredible new book shots, and then you passed out and ate your own tongue.
Busha! No! Never!
He's flatlining. You've got to...
I'm sorry. I'm reading one of James Patterson's thrilling new book shots. I can't put this fucking thing down!
He died before he could truly enjoy one of James Patterson's riveting book shots, and that may be the saddest thing of all.
You know, I think that we might have discussed it on another podcast.
I think so, too, because I feel like we've talked about this.
Yes. But luckily, it means that I'm, like, in perfect form to actually, you know, describe what was going on here. It's like book shots are like even more novella-y than a novella. It's a novello or something. And I mean, I don't think that the concept is bad. Like,
isn't it a short story?
Yes. Yeah. It's basically a short story. It's like a branding of the short story. And I was just going to say, in my mind, I was like, it's similar to how Nike branded the calorie with fuel, right?
Right. Right.
That's literally what I wrote in the news post.
Great minds think alike, I guess.
Apparently. I always used to hear that on the podcast. I was always like, wait, I would hear us say something and I'd be like, man, you know what would really kill right now is if I said this, and I'd do it. And I'm like, yes, yes. It was so much fun to listen to that podcast for me.
It's funny. I don't remember who posted it. It was one of the author people that I know. It might have been Howie. Mm-hmm. It was like a tweet, ironically enough. And it was like, the quote was, you know, amazing collection of short stories, says only person who will ever read book. And it's like the quote on the back of the book.
Oh, yeah. Like, among writers, I suspect that short story compilations are probably more or less considered to be wastes of time, or maybe, yeah, they just don't sell. I mean, Howie. So this is Howie, Hugh Howie.
Yeah, I think so. It's interesting to me. I can tell you, like, I don't read them because it's like, why would I read a sketch? If you don't have the time to finish it, why should I get started on it?
I don't. You know, I would say, generally speaking, I don't. Now, there is one example, and that is a book by Gene Wolfe called The Fifth Head of Cerberus, which for me was like my favorite book for a while. And it's sort of like broken. It's a book, but it's broken into three sub books that are all sort of related in different ways. And that felt pretty good as a novel. I mean, there were clearly, you know, individual thrusts that he had like combined into this thing. But
yeah, I mean, I read a collection of Asimov short stories. It was very good. They're out there. Just generally.
Oh, it does happen. It does happen. But it's like, you know, especially if you're talking about like Asimov or any of the people who are coming up on that like analog golden age of sci-fi type thing.
They were writing for magazines.
They were writing for magazines. I mean, they were writing for, you know, or those little pulp publications. And then a lot of times. Yeah, exactly. A lot of times those things, you know, became novels, or it would be published in a serial way, right?
Yeah.
But no, these are basically short stories. But I think that in their minds, it was like driven by they had seen what had happened with the Kindle, and they were thinking about apps. I mean, mostly it's like a back end to sell you a specific type of short.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the idea is attention spans are going down.
Yeah, but this is from 2016.
Oh.
So, I mean, maybe he was just
they're ahead of time.
Maybe he was just ahead of it. Who knows? All right. Now, we also have from Brianish, who I saw very briefly at PAX Unplugged, and then he revealed himself to me, but then he ran away.
Oh.
And okay. I would have liked to talk to him more. He's very, very interesting. We have had I slid into his DMs.
Really?
Not in the traditional way.
I was told you're not supposed to do that.
Well, it depends. It depends. In this case, it was good. We were talking about capitalism, which I think is probably not usually what happens. Naughty. when someone slides in there. This comic is from 2010.
2010.
Care of Brianish. The name of the strip is Warrants Further Assessment. Happy birthday, you goddamn monster. You're hard to shop for, but I think I nailed it this year. It's a new place I saw down by the bus station. What the fuck is this strip?
Half price hand jobs. Is there a standard rate?
Apparently. And they cut it in half.
But there's not much to a hand job. You've basically got the hand and a job. You start cutting costs, God knows what you're getting. Where are they finding these savings?
And then there's a funny little coupon that says half price hand jobs, $1 off. And then there's a little, their mascot is like, you know, you can make a little face with your hand. Like and the thumb is like the lower jaw.
Yeah.
And then he says, you'll be glad you came. What the hell is
what
this?
What were we doing? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe maybe they cut out the middleman.
They can't cut out the middleman. The middleman is the whole point.
God, man, this...
That's a funny comic strip.
This is a genuinely funny comic. Like
2010 was a different time, man.
It was.
Out and here making hand job jokes.
The hand joke. A classic genre. I mean, yeah. I'm sure that if we were to go into the archive for this period, it would just be hand job. I mean, we did have Semen Week.
We did, yeah. And we had the banner even with the logo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kiko. I asked Kiko to make a logo for Semen Week, and he did. I don't ask him to do things like that anymore.
No.
It's rude.
But I can't imagine what spawned this comic other than we must have had the Half Price Hand Jobs line in our heads somehow and built a strip around it.
We have to find out. Like, it's a birthday. I mean, I guess you're September 27th, right? And so it was right after the Christmas in September.
Yeah.
So technically this is a birthday strip.
Yeah, we don't have a proper birthday one here.
Right? It's about a gift.
And I am hard to shop for.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But how in the fuck do you get to this?
Sometimes there's not more. Sometimes there's less.
Well, I was just going to say, now it's obviously worth, you know, coming in and saying, hey, you know, this is, it's not a real venue. And certainly if it were, I mean, my guess is that, you know, like a lot of small businesses, it might have closed during the pandemic.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could put a mask on, but...
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're not the problem at this point. It's really not about masks. And
so is standard rate a $2? Is that what we're proposing here?
Oh, no. There's actually a lot of ambiguity here. And I think that it rests at the very heart of the piece.
The place, the establishment is called Half Price Hand Jobs. Whatever they're selling that for, whatever the market rate is, they've cut it in half. And now they're giving you a dollar off that in addition. You
know, exactly. And I think that's actually what takes this strip and shoots it into the stratosphere. Because we're talking about something that's already bargain basement. And now we're excavating.
Yes.
We're finding the crypt beneath.
Did you see the strip before it? Is also insane.
Well, no, I was going to scroll down to see if this was, if we actually were in Semen Week already, but we should just read this one anyway. I was choosing it for us to enjoy. You know, I love this comic. I actually go back and read this comic all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've seriously been considering a harem. I'm going to test the waters with that show, Sister Wives.
I expect a full report.
There are challenges, surely. But you have to admit, there's so much love there. I just had a funny thought. What if you and I were to...
How'd it go?
She clipped off the head of my penis with one of those cigar things.
So, not great.
So, there's... Like, for me, I don't know why. Like, it shouldn't be good. Like, it shouldn't be funny objectively. Like, it shouldn't be something that brings me joy.
You should chuckle at this?
Well, no. It's specifically, like, when you know the word.
Oh, I don't know what those things are called.
Oh, but I don't know either. Oh. But it's just being as vague about it as possible. There was an Epic Games one that we did recently, and it was about when they were trying to buy Bandcamp.
Oh, describing something in a vague way.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Here. So Bandcamp purchase Epic comic strip. Penny Arcade? Question mark. Oh, this one is called The Mind Lathe. Let's see, what's the best way to send it to you? I'll just send it to your phone.
What? My shitty phone?
Yeah, you're. I mean, if you can bear to touch it. I mean, I can also just...
Well, I just got a text message.
Yeah, it's from me. I sent it to you.
The Mind Lathe. Are we reading this one?
Yeah, well, you are.
Oh, I am. Okay.
I can't. I don't have any lines.
Epic bought Bandcamp? Why? What is the fucking point? If Tim Sweeney wants to learn a musical instrument over the summer, he should just attend camp like everybody else. But no, people build core memories at camp. It's a time of interpersonal exploration. Now it's just going to be Tim in an empty cabin with a French horn and one of those like music things that you put your music on. Oh, it's a website.
It's a website. I just...
One of those music things that you... put your music on. I don't know what those are called either.
I mean, but I'm sure that both of these things have names. And it's funnier to me to just describe them generally.
Yes.
Because the truth is that even if you use the word out of context, no one would know what you meant.
But what are those words?
They don't know the word either. Cigar.
Clipper thing?
I bet it's just called a cigar cutter. I bet it's just called a fucking cigar cutter.
Cutter? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, there's not much there. There's not much to enjoy there. I was surprised. I was over it because Eric has a...
He likes
club
cigars.
That he's a he does he has a club that he is like a member and part owner of, and so I've been there a couple of times just to kind of see this ritual in an anthropological sense, and it's wild. Like the cigar cutter, there's like a cigar cutter that has like a bunch of different shapes, and I guess like the different shapes are good for different things. I don't know.
What?
Like,
are you just gonna light it on fire?
Yeah, you're gonna light it on fire and burn most of it. Yeah, I don't.
Which interesting. I've never smoked one, but I have bought candles that recreate the scent.
Oh, yeah. No, tobacco as a smell and even as a taste, there are some hops that have it. As a smell and a taste. Oh, is this in your man candle phase?
I still buy them.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
in the wintertime, like, yeah, I like the Cuban cigar smell is really good.
It's not a phase, Mom. But no. So yeah, I'm curious about any ritual, especially one that stands to have a lot of unique language associated with it, right?
Yeah.
So I definitely wanted to see this, experience it, see how it went. The first time I did it, I was able to make it make sense. Like I actually sort of got it like at the end, but it like, took a while. It's actually like a skill that you have to learn because you don't inhale it. It isn't like something else that you might smoke. It's like you sort of like hold it
in your mouth.
Like a... Yeah. Hmm. And then like drinking things and like tasting other things as a combination, it's like a pairing thing. Like this is also real. And so I had a chance to see some of this, like for whatever reason, like root beer and a cigar is like sort of banging. Like it's really? Kind of awesome. Yeah. It was pretty neat. And then the second time I went, it was not as good. It was on my birthday and I used it. I did it wrong. I think I inhaled too much of it and I got nicotine poisoning.
What?
Yes. I was ruined from like the
whole
much? Next
how
day.
How much? Did you smoke a whole box of cigars?
No. It was like a couple, but I just did it incorrectly.
Did Eric catch you? And he's like, I'm going to make you smoke the rest of this box, young man.
Yeah, he's like, I was like out in the alley, like puffing on a cigar. And he's like, hey. And then he opened up a Cubano. I don't know. Anyway,
you're like, I learned it from watching you.
Well, yeah, outside of his club. I mean, I could make a strong case.
Yeah.
So then I got a ride back. I ordered like a Uber from there. And this was in the era where masking was still like quite common universally.
Yeah.
Inside of cars and things like that.
I
so
remember those days.
Yeah, for sure. So this was a minute ago. And this should tell you like how long it's been since I've even fucking considered it.
Yeah.
Because of the things I'm about to say next. So I've never been sick in an Uber. And technically, I haven't really been sick in this Uber either. I had a very, like a nice N95 mask. And so when I started to throw up, it was held entirely inside the mask and it was capacious.
Like pressed against your face?
It was filled completely. And I didn't know what to say or what to do.
Well, how could you say anything? You just... be mumbling into a
it was one of the most nightmarish experiences of my entire life.
That's really bad. Yeah. So no more cigars, huh?
Yeah, it's been a minute. Hey, anybody listening, still listening here at the end. I'm Jerry. This is my friend Mike. Has been Penny for Your Thoughts.
Penny for Your Thoughts.
A bi-weekly excursion into the darkest realms, you know, of the archive.
The Arcade Archives.
Exactly. Thanks for rolling through with us, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, everybody.